can't take credit for any of it. It's all by his help. Still losing. So I lost 36 pounds since Camp Brown, so in July. So anyway, I'm still trying. I'm not skinny yet, but I'm getting there. But I appreciate the compliment. And I really enjoyed Brother Joel's testimony. I talked to him a little bit, and I found out that I really don't know any Spanish, so I thought just a little bit, but I didn't. I really, really enjoyed it. And Sister Smith had talked to me. I don't remember if it was after, I think it was the youth meeting, and she told me that we had some things in common, which are true, as far as like helping our parents and our testimony and stuff. And it's very true. And his testimony really touched me, really inspired me. Because when you're young, a lot of times you let the things of the world pull at you. And this morning, I felt really touched in service. I got up for a little bit, and I talked about how I want what I say to be what I do. I don't want to get up in church and make a good show and say things. Like if I was to, you know, the song I sing, you know, God being the love of my life, and then I go out and I don't trust him to help me do things, what does that profit, you know? And it came to my mind, the scripture about they honor me with their mouths, but their heart is far from me. And I don't want to be that way. It's real easy to come into a church, to be dressed so-so, you know, to say the right things, to smile the right times. If you're familiar with the surroundings, to stand when you're supposed to stand. But to truly live the life in front of the people that you're around, it's harder. It's very hard when they test your spirit, because I have been on this diet. They have tested my spirit, because I work with an office full of guys. They'll bring, like, pizza in there and, like, you know, hey, your speech is good, you know. And Subway, and I love Subway, and they're, like, eating it right in front of me and just all kinds of stuff. But, and so your spirit, it's silly stuff, but you want to be like, you know, you want to tell them or take it, you know, just get upset. But God has helped me with that. Not that I'm there yet, but getting back to what I was saying, I want what I say to be what I do. We're all familiar with people in our lives who are really good about talking about things, but it never happens. Whether it be actions, like work in your workplace, or it just be people in your life that promised you something, a parent, a sibling, you know, your husband, your wife, whatever. I'm not to that point yet, but I know it happens. So there's people that promise you things, and they just never come through. And God always comes through. And I do not want to be that way with him. And I can see that with myself a lot. I say things, but it just doesn't come through. And I was on the Make the Bride website this afternoon, and I was looking at a poem that somebody had written about letting go of the things of the world. And then Brother Joel got up and said that, and it really touched me, because you guys might look at me and think, oh, what does she have to let go of? But you don't know my inner heart. And I wrote to that person, and I said, thank you for being transparent, because we need people. We need each other to be transparent. Sure, we don't compare to each other. God talks about that, but we need to be transparent when we aren't just perfect. You know, like Brother Joel's testimony, he wasn't. People might have looked at him and thought, what a dedicated young man. He plays the drums for the church, helps his dad. He sacrifices. He's not doing this and that, you know. He's so dedicated. But God can see right through that. He can see right through the facade of your heart. And I want everything I say and do to be true. You can come here. I could dance down there, you know, through the service, and then I could go home and just be hateful, you know, to my brother, to just anything, anyone. And that's not God. I don't want to come into work with a Sunday hangover. You know what I mean? I mean, you get out of church late, and you ate, and you talked, and everything, and then the next day you're like, rawr, and people are like, whoa, their church is great. I don't want to go there. So I want what I say to come out through my spirit. I want God to shine through me. And I've been praying that with my brother, he can see a difference in the body, and that I can be different. And I need to make some changes in my life to be more different. You think, you God, you took, you know, you feel sometimes, you shouldn't feel this way. God, you took this away from me, you took that away from me. I want to hang on to this, please. Just taking care of everything else, but just this, please. But God's like, just let go, you know. You know, and it's kind of, I guess it's kind of like the skit that Jen did, but it's true. You just want to hang on to that one thing because you feel comfortable. It's how you have an outlet. Okay, so food's gone for me. I can't shop. I just got another car. So God, I'm gonna hang on to this. You know, you gotta have something to do. And anyway, I'm sorry if I'm rambling, but I just feel so needful to remind people my age, you guys, this is not the time to play around with God. And I'm saying it for me. And maybe that's why it's touching me so much. I don't know if it's going to touch anybody else. I feel like a fool for admitting all these things. But this is not the time to play around with God. Whether it be with the worldly music, whether it be with your lifestyle when nobody sees you, when you're on the computer alone, whatever it is, I can name out some weird things, but whatever it is that God is dealing with you about, this is not the time to be like, oh, they've been saying God's going to come back for years and he hasn't done it yet. They thought so in the Bible. They thought God was going to come back and he hasn't done it yet. Do you really want to wait till it gets that bad? Do you really want to wait till you don't have your family there to show God that you're serious about living for him? I don't. I do not. And we have so many things pulling at us. But quit talking about it and let's do it, you know? Let's quit talking about it and let's live it. I don't know how else to say it, but I just feel such an urgency. We have an elderly guy that comes to our church sometimes, and he's different. Brother Fred and Sister Lynette got to see him when they were here at our church. But he has a lot of wisdom about things. He's an older man. And he got up and he was talking the other night. We were showing some charity. But he really had some good things to say. God really blessed us through him. He was talking about different things. And it's just mind-boggling. You just don't realize how close we are to the end. The God taking, things are taking course. Things are just coming into place. This world is getting worse and worse. I see it. I see it so much. And I don't know. You don't know what's going to happen. When is it going to get that bad where you finally wake up? We're asleep. We need to wake up. When is it going to get so bad? Youth, until we wake up and we realize it's here. It's here. Your children are not safe. You know, the world, it's scary. Nobody wants to talk about it in some instances, but it's true. If your heart's right, yes, you're not supposed to be scared, but in a way, you know, you're going to have a little fear or whatever, but I want to be right. I know I'm not making a lot of sense, but I want to be right. I want God to see my heart to be true. I'm not placing myself out here for any praise because I have so much work to do. And I just want God to have complete control of my life. No matter what, I'll still serve you, God, no matter what. You know, whatever it takes, speak to me. Let me be real. Let these words that are coming out of my mouth right now be how I really feel, God. I need you so much. I need you so much, Lord. Touch our church, God. I want y'all to please pray for our church. I know we're going through something right now. And nothing, it's not something that's like, oh, we're all talking about it and everything. But we need a refreshing and just something to give with some things. And I've just been praying, you know, and maybe it's my fault. I've been praying like I need to. You know, God can only work if we'll let him. But I just want there to be a release in the spirit like never before. And I was talking to my mom. I've realized since I've come in the body, a lot of people don't understand what exactly I came from. I came from Pentecost. We shouted. We had great services. We ran up and down the aisles. I was the first one down there to just run. And I mean, and I danced. And God just blessed me. And I'm not taking away from the body or anything, but it's because I was comfortable in it. You understand? That was what I was comfortable with. And God blessed me so many times. And I got so deep in the spirit and that sort of thing. And I felt that here. And I don't want to disregard all that. See, sometimes I just want to explain something. I have a hard time in my mind, like, bringing it over. You know, kind of, I guess it's like math, carrying over what I felt there into my life here. I want so much to grow here and to be deeper rooted and grounded. But it's so hard sometimes. because I'm trying to pull over what I had there to hear. And it wasn't a bad experience. God blessed me so many times in prayer. I had such interceding times and that sort of thing. Brother and Sister Smith can understand what I'm trying to say. But y'all pray for me because my flesh holds me back when I'm here sometimes, when I'm in the services, because it's different and I try to bring myself over and to get beyond my flesh and to realize that I need to press on and that I need to get a blessing here and I need to make experiences here, that I need to get blessings here, that I need to encourage the young people here. I don't always need to be about me and what's going on in my life. I need to be here and feel God's presence. And I'm so sorry, I'm just going crazy over here. You let me have the mic, Brother Smith, it's your fault. But I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I put my testimony on Make the Bride, and I guess it's the first time I really sat down and thought about the process and about everything that happened to me. And I won't give it all again because it'll take all night, but you can go read it if you're on there. But I just really was thinking about the journey God brought me through to get me to this point. He had to humble me. He had to humble me. He had to bring me down. So I guess I didn't go through a burning experience on my skin, but I went through it in my life, Brother Smith. I felt like it was over. What was going on? I didn't understand. But in that time, God used that to bring me here, and I'll never forget it. You know, and Brother Mike Smith was teasing me, played his trumpet a while ago, like circus music. But I don't think of it like that anymore. I don't. I really don't. He made me laugh, but I don't think of it. When I hear the band play, the tears just come down. And sometimes, Brother McGowan, I just want to hear the band, you know. I don't want to play anything. I play things all the time in our church. I just want to get something. I'm so starved. I just want to get something when I come. And I can't explain it. I didn't do it on purpose, not bringing my saxophone. I apologize. But I wanted to feel something. I needed. My spirit was dry tonight. I needed something. Y'all, I'm so thankful for y'all. I'm so sorry to take up so much time. But y'all just pray for me. Just pray that I can do what I'm saying right now and that God can help me to be strong. And I'm so grateful to be here. I'm grateful for my parents being back from their cruise, and they got back safe and sound and everything. And so very thankful, just everything. And I know Sean was here with me last time. And y'all just keep praying for him. Everything you said that night, Brother Smith, all the songs, learning and to lean and to depend on Jesus, he felt that. And we walked out, and I told him, I said, I didn't tell him anything about your past. He's like, I know. And I said, I just wanted you to know that. And he's like, oh, I know. And I said, do you feel like maybe God was trying to talk to you? He's like, oh, I know he was. So Sean used to lead the songs at our church, and he was my brother's Sunday school teacher. He'd pray so hard, like this. His shirt would just be wet with sweat. He was somebody that was the first one down and the last one to leave. He was always very dedicated. You can ask my dad. Dad doesn't trust anybody with anything, and he delegated that to Sean to lead songs because that's the way we did things. But God is, he's just not close to God anymore. And obviously he's not here with me tonight, but y'all just keep praying for him because prayer is what's going to win him. He has a lot of barriers, but it was a big deal for him to come to church with me, a big deal. He hasn't been to church 3 years, I think, before that, and just a lot of things. But anyway, that's only God's business. But I was just really grateful for him to come, and I'm so thankful for all of you being so gracious to him and just being nice and talking to him and that sort of thing. And just count me one. Just count me one with y'all. I love y'all so much, and I appreciate you very, very much.
Praise God. Praise God. I wonder if Sister Kim would sing for us tonight. Oh, Sister Coles, come on. Now go ahead and talk. She'll sing behind you.
Well, I didn't want to. I didn't want to step ahead.
You're fine. I didn't see you.
I want to thank the Lord for being here tonight, and I love you all so much. And thank you, Brother Smith, for making sure our church was taken care of while we were gone. No matter how big or small your assembly, church, whatever is, If you love them, your heart's there, you know. And I know we don't have but just a handful in Glenwood. Well, we had more than that a little while ago, but a few years back. But we have just a handful now. But we love those folks very, very, very much. And it's really kind of funny how God has worked things around before I found the body of Christ and the fellowship of these wonderful people. I was so sick and tired of being a pastor's wife in a little church that didn't seem to be going anywhere, and in a little town like Glenwood where there's many churches. And I was like, oh, I am so sick of this. But God has given me such a peace and such a love and such a difference in my life. I look forward every Sunday morning, even to our few little people. I want to tell you something that made me feel, I almost started crying this morning. Today was our potluck dinner, and I don't get much church on potluck day because, I mean, y'all have teams, but I am the team, you know. So I come long enough to do the music and get everything going. Of course, I was at the church by 6 o'clock this morning, a little after 6, and getting everything ready. And so I run in to change clothes before most of the people get there. And then I get there and do the music and then get to stay for a few testimonies, and I have to be back out there. But since we're working on our sanctuary right now, Christy has the little kids in there on the other side of the fellowship hall where I was working. And she was asking them if they want to sing. And we got these three little kids, Dylan, Matthew, and Tabitha, and they're brothers and sisters. And they've been with us for several years now. And she said, do y'all have a song you want to sing? And Dylan says, I want to sing I Lift My Hands. And I thought, did I hear that right? So Christy says, you want to see? He said, yeah. So she got the camera, and so she was filming them singing. And he was singing with her, I lift my hands in honor and glory to the King. And I thought, oh, that sounds so good, you know, to hear our little ones start to want, that's what they were wanting to sing, because that's what they hear. And so anyway, I was just thrilled to hear them singing that. And Brother Coles and I got to go on a cruise, and I wanted to just to give y'all just a little bit of a testimony of what we went. I can before we went, for the last year we've been saving up to go, and we hadn't told very many people we were going up until the last few months before, because we get so many reactions, you know. We've been trying to pay on it. We'll be paying on it for the next 6 months too, probably. But we had no idea. You know, this is totally different for us. And of course, there was this group of the body of Christ that invited us to go. And so I was just thinking, everybody would be excited that we were going. And then I found out there's some of them that don't even believe in cruises, so be careful who you talk to, you know. Oh, I'm learning all kinds of new things. I run across several that don't believe in it, and I'm thinking, ugh. So we had to listen all the way to the airport what was wrong with cruises. So, but anyway, so we got to take the cruise. But I can honestly tell you that if it were not for the group of people they were with, I wouldn't take another cruise whatsoever. There was nothing on there. The country music shows, we don't go to. The comedy shows, I will say all of us as a group went one night to a comedy. They talked us into going with them to the comedy show. Brother Larry Rushing went to the office there and asked him what kind of show, and he said it was a family show, and it was a good show. So we all went together as a group. We all sat together. Within 5 minutes, we all walked out. It was definitely, if it was a family show, it wasn't the kind of family show I would want my family to ever be in. It was vulgar, and it was awful. So the we didn't go to the shows. We didn't go to the music things. But I'll tell you what we did enjoy. We enjoyed every night getting together in the game rooms and fellowship and fun. And I can understand what Brother Joel said about not being that long without church, because about 3 or 4 days on the cruise, Brother Mark Riley was feeling it. And he was, so he got, him and Sister Sherry got together with Brother Coles and I, and we talked Bible, we talked Jesus, we talked about the worship, and it was just, it was, you could tell that was in his heart, there was hunger in their hearts, and it was a hunger in our hearts. And but it was so much fun for the fact we were with people for the first time in my life, that we had people that we enjoyed being with. It was so much fun. It was so much fun because Brother Coles and I had a chance to be together some and to have fun together and go off in some of our own directions, but yet we had people there with us. And the second half of our vacation was even more fun than the first half, because when we got back to Seattle, we had church with Brother Livermore's church. And half of the people that were with us on the cruise came, and they were with us in service. Oh, it was so good. It was really, really something, because half the people that's been to church with the Rushings never knew Sister Beverly Rushing could sing. So she got up and sang, and everybody's going, whoa, we had to wait 20-something years and get away from Houston for hear Sister Beverly Rushing sing. But it's something about getting in a little church that opens up people and makes them want to work. You get in a larger assembly, and they kind of hide, you know. But when you get into a small assembly, everybody gets a chance to work. And it was just an awesome service that night. It was very good. I mean, and the Lord was preparing us for the week. We got a chance to go up in the Northwest. Oh, it was wonderful. We got to go to Brother Mark Streit's church and be with them for the weekend. You talk about precious people. They are precious people there. And we got to go Tuesday night to Brother, honey, where do we go? Surrey, to Brother Yule's church, Brother and Sister Yule's. We got to be with them. Sister Yule is fun. You want to know somebody that's fun? Sister Yule's fun. And then we got to go visit Brother and Sister Mestrovich in Idaho. And all the y'all that know Brother Mestrovich know, I guess you know, that he had a stroke after camp meeting this last year. And he's in a facility. And they don't know if he'll be able to recover or not. She's praying that he will. But we took his guitar, and we took him to a room, and we sat down with his guitar, and we started singing. And he tried to sing with us. I believe it was such a blessing to him. So I guess what I'm trying to say is the second half of our journey was we got to be a blessing. We got to go to 4 different places and be a blessing. The first half of our journey, we got the blessing. We got to be able to fellowship and you know, and to sightsee and just kind of rest. But the second half of the journey, we got to be that blessing. And it was so wonderful to feel like that you've been a blessing to people. And we didn't want to go to assemblies that were large assemblies. We wanted to go to the ones that were like us. Because we know what it's like to have other people come. We know what it feels like to be sitting there and needing and wanting and needing somebody to come and lift our hands up. So we got to go and be a blessing to those and lift their hands up. And it was such a blessing. Oh, you want to know something that'll make you feel good and it'll give you joy in your soul? It's to reach out to somebody else and lift them up. and see them excited because of your testimony to them. And I enjoyed it so very, very much. I'm so thankful for this body of people. I know there's a shaking going on right now, and there's a lot of turmoil everywhere. And there's a lot of people that are not sure what's going on. I've had several people ask me, why did you leave UPC and come here? We don't know what you're doing here. And I told them, I said, look, oh, if you would only know what you've got. Oh, if you could only know what you have. If you could just reach out. I know there's a shaking, but there's going to be a shaking. What's going to be shaking is going to be shaken. And if we can hang on to what we're supposed to hang on to, then we're not going to be, if you don't put your hand, you don't put your trust in man, but in God. And whenever you hang on to what God has put your heart, if you've got a vision and you can see even a little bit, then you'll know why we're here. Because I know there's such a desire within our hearts. You know, I guess I was called weird where we were at, because I didn't fit anywhere. I didn't fit with the preacher's wives. I didn't fit with the saints. I didn't fit with the pastor's wives. I didn't fit anywhere because I'm so weird in their eyes and their ways. And because I remember the last ladies' conference I went to here in Redfield, and I was down front. I remember it so vividly. The lady that spoke gave such a powerful testimony, and it touched my heart. I was down front around the steps there, and I was crying my way to God. I was just, because it had touched me so hard. And one of the ladies come up to me, sister, is something wrong with you? Are you okay? And I couldn't explain to them. They thought, because I was seeking something deeper. There was just, I knew there was something more, and there was something deeper. And I was seeking God for it. And they thought I was crazy or something, you know? Because, man, they got it all. But I felt so empty, and I was seeking after him. And, you know, I don't even know why I'm saying all this, but I just want to thank the Lord tonight for his blessings. I thank him for his wonderful group of folks that he has allowed us to be a part of. I am so grateful with all my heart. I'm looking forward to camp meeting. Brother Coles and I will be going Thursday morning, I guess, early, headed towards Kentucky to camp meeting. And I am so looking forward. I've had several people call and say, are you coming? Are you coming? I said, yeah, we're coming. All of us that were on the cruise is bringing pictures for each other, and we're excited about getting back together and seeing one another. We had an opportunity to have service on the cruise. We had a room that they let us have for an hour. And it was wonderful to hear the testimonies. It was wonderful to be able to feel each other's spirit and to know that, hey, even though you're in among all these thousands or to a couple of thousand people on this boat, that there are people in this boat that are in the body of Christ. And I'll have to say, even to the ones that preach to us about we were sinning on our way there, we enjoyed ourselves very much. And so, in our folly, in our error of our ways, we had a good time. And I thank the Lord tonight for his blessings, and I praise him for what he's done for us.
All right. Come on, brother, Sister Martin.
Yeah. Before I sing the song, I just wanted to give a little testimony. I'm nervous because I have never done this in my life, but this song is real special to me because, and I've been singing it since the Little Rock Youth Meeting, but a friend of mine, Sister Krista Neptune in Dallas, she got up and gave her testimony at the Little Rock Youth Meeting and sang this song. And ever since that youth meeting, I came to this youth meeting. I'm not a youth, by no means. I'm way out of the youth. But I came to, you know, because I wanted to be here for Brittany, and I wanted to help. She wanted me to help her out. And I really needed something. I didn't come expecting anything. But at the time in my life then, I was at a point where I was trying to make a decision, and I was dead set on this one decision. And I wasn't right in my heart or in my mind, you know, as far as making any kind of decision, but the one thing in my heart that I prayed was, God, I want to do your will. I want your will, because, I mean, I could do this, but if it's not your will, it's not going to work. And that was my heart, and I feel like God, you know, he felt my heart. I know I might not have, my spirit wasn't always right, but my heart was truly, I wanted God's will in that situation. And so when the Little Rock Youth Meeting, it was awesome. And the spirit moved in and I felt something I had never felt in my life. It was so energetic. I mean, the hairs on my arms were standing up. I couldn't control my mouth and just speaking in tongues. The Holy Ghost came all over me. And I got something from that meeting. I really did. And then that song just stayed with me and stayed with me. And I feel like God done something in me. Like he changed something in me. And I'm still changing, but he changed something in me that I was just dead set. I was going to do it this way. But he changed my heart. And I just felt this song. And when Brother Durham was up talking this morning, he said how the world, you know, thinks, oh, you know, it's impossible. That is so impossible. That cannot, you know, nothing can change that. It's just, it's impossible for, you know, God to do everything, but we know different. But we also know that, you know, God can do anything with anything, but that person has to be willing in his heart to allow him to work. Otherwise, he can't do anything with somebody that's not willing to work. So anyway, I felt this song this morning, but we've never practiced it, and we've had an opportunity to practice it, so that's why we're going to sing it. The verse. Turns nothing into something. He's the giver of life. He's hope to the hopeless and gives sight to the blind. He makes impossible possible when there's no other way. Oh, he makes the blackest sin white as snow. That's why we can say God can do anything with anything. He can heal any hurt, any suffering. Every cross, every care, every burden he'll bear for anyone, anywhere. God can do anything. Incoming King, Jehovah. The reason that I sing.
any suffering. Oh, every cross, every care, every burden he'll bear for anyone, anywhere. God can do anything. God can do anything with anything. He can heal any hurt, any suffering. Oh, every cross, every care, every burden he'll bear for anyone, anywhere. God can do anything. God can do anything with anything. He can heal any hurt, any suffering. Oh, every cross, every care, every burden he'll bear for anyone, anywhere. God can do anything.
He turns nothing into something. He's the giver of life. He's hope to the hopeless and gives sight to the blind. He makes impossible possible when there's no other way. He makes the blackest sin white as snow. That's why we can say
God can do anything with anything. Heal any hurt, any suffering. Oh, every cross, every care, every burden he'll bear for anyone, anywhere. God can do anything. God can do anything with anything. He can heal any hurt, any suffering. Oh, every cross, every care, every burden he'll bear for anyone, anywhere. God can do
the fairest of 10,000, my soon coming King, Jehovah Messiah, the reason why I sing. He's the Alpha, oh, and Omega, the beginning and the end, my Savior, my Redeemer.
God can do anything with anything. He can heal any hurt, any suffering. Oh, every cross, every care, every burden he'll bear for anyone. God can do anything. God can do anything with anything.
He can heal any hurt,
any suffering. Oh, every cross, every care, every burden he'll bear
burden he'll bear for anyone, anywhere. God can do anything. God can do anything
with anything.
He can heal any hurt, any suffering. Every cross, every care, every burden he'll bear for anyone, anywhere. God can do anything.
He turns nothing into something. He's the giver of life. He's hope to the hopeless and gives sight to the blind. He makes impossible possible when there's no other way. Oh, he makes the blackest sin white as snow. That's why we can say
God can do
with anything.
He can heal any hurt, any suffering. Oh, every cross, every care, every burden he'll bear.
One anywhere, God can do it.
Omega, oh, the beginning and the end. My Savior, my Redeemer, he's my closest friend.
For God can do anything with anything. He can heal any hurt. Suffering. Oh, every cross, every care, every burden he'll bear for anyone,
anywhere.
God can do anything. God can do anything with anything. Suffering. Oh, every cross, every care, every burden he'll bear for anyone, anywhere. God can do anything. God can do anything with anything. He can heal any hurt, any suffering. Oh, every cross, every care, every burden he'll bear for anyone, anywhere. God can do anything.
He turns nothing into something. He's the giver of life. He's hope to the hopeless and gives sight to the blind. He makes impossible possible when there's no other way. Oh, he makes the blackest sin white as snow. That's why we can say
suffering. Oh, every cross, every care, every burden he'll bear for anyone, anywhere. God can do anything. God can do anything with anything. He can heal any hurt, any suffering. Every cross, every care, every burden he'll bear for anyone, anywhere. God can do anything. Oh, God can do anything with anything. He can heal any hurt. Every burden he'll bear for anyone, anywhere. God can do anything. God can do anything with anything. He can heal any hurt, any suffering. Cross, every care, every burden he'll bear for anyone, anywhere. God can do anything. Oh, God can do anything with anything. He can heal any hurt, any suffering. Every burden he'll bear for anyone, anywhere. God can do anything. God can do anything with anything. He can heal any hurt, any suffering. Every cross, every care, every burden he'll bear for anyone, anywhere. God can do anything. God can do anything with anything. He can heal any hurt, any suffering. Every cross, every care, every burden he'll bear for anyone, anywhere. God can do anything. God can do anything with anything. He can heal any hurt.
Oh, every cross, every care, every burden he'll bear for anyone, anywhere.
God can do anything. Oh, God can do anything with anything. He can heal anything.
God can do anything with anything. He can heal any hurt, any suffering. Oh, every cross, every care, every burden he'll bear for anyone, anywhere. God can do anything. God can do anything with anything. He can heal any hurt, any suffering. Oh, every cross, every care, every burden he'll bear for anyone, anywhere. God can do anything. God can do anything with anything. He can heal any hurt, any suffering. Oh, every cross, every burden he'll bear for anyone, anywhere. God can do anything.
He turns nothing into something. He's the giver of life. He's hope to the hopeless and gives sight to the blind. He makes impossible possible when there's no other way. He makes the blackest sin white as snow, and that's why we can say God can do
suffering. Oh, every cross, every care, every burden he'll bear for anyone, anywhere. God can do anything. Oh, God can do anything with anything. Suffering. Oh, every cross, every care, every burden he'll bear for anyone, anywhere. God can do anything. God can do anything with anything. He can heal anything. Oh, every cross, every care, every burden he'll bear for anyone, anywhere. God can do anything. God can do anything with anything. Heal any hurt, any suffering. Oh, every cross, every care, every burden he'll bear for anyone, anywhere. God can do anything. God can do suffering. Oh, every cross, every care, every burden he'll bear for anyone, anywhere.
burden he'll bear. For anyone, anywhere, God can do anything.
He turns nothing into something. He's the giver of life. He's hope to the hopeless and gives sight to the blind. He makes impossible possible when there's no other way. He makes the blackest sin white as snow. That's why we can say
God can do anything with anything. He can heal any hurt, any suffering. Oh, every cross, every care, every burden he'll bear. For anyone, anywhere, God can do anything. God can do anything with anything. He can heal any hurt, any suffering. Oh, every cross, every care, every burden he'll bear. For anyone, anywhere, God can do anything. God can do anything with anything. He can heal any hurt, any suffering. Oh, every cross, every burden he'll bear. For anyone, anywhere, God can do anything.
He's the fairest of 10,000, my soon coming King, Jehovah Messiah. Oh, the reason why
burden he'll bear. For anyone, anywhere, God can do anything. Oh, God can do anything with anything. He can heal any hurt, any suffering. Oh, every cross, every burden he'll bear. For anyone, anywhere, God can do anything. God can do anything with anything. He can heal any hurt, any suffering. Oh, every cross, every care, every burden he'll bear. For anyone, anywhere, God can do anything. Oh, God can do anything with anything. He can heal any
sing. Oh, every cross, every care, every burden he'll bear, for anyone, anywhere, God can do anything. God can do anything with anything. Any suffering. Oh, every cross, every care, every burden he'll bear, for anyone, anywhere, God can do anything. God can do suffering. Oh, every cross, every care, every burden he'll bear, for anyone, anywhere, God can do anything.
Oh,
God can do anything with anything. He can heal suffering. Oh, every cross, every care, every burden he'll bear, for anyone, anywhere, God can do anything.
He turns nothing into something. He's the giver of life. He's hope to the hopeless and gives sight to the blind. He makes impossible possible when there's no other way. Oh, he makes the blackest sin white as snow. That's why we can say,
God can do anything with anything. He can heal any hurt, any suffering. Oh, every cross, every care, every burden he'll bear, for anyone, anywhere, God can do anything. God can do anything with anything. He can heal any hurt, any suffering. Oh, every cross, every care, every burden he'll bear, for anyone, anywhere, God can do anything.
Oh,
God can do anything with anything. He can heal any hurt, any suffering. Oh, every cross, every care, every burden he'll bear, for anyone, anywhere, God can do anything. God can do anything with anything. He can heal any hurt, any suffering. Oh, every cross, every care, every burden he'll bear, for anyone, anywhere, God can do anything. God can do anything with anything. He can heal.
cross, every care, every burden he'll bear, for anyone, anywhere, God can do anything, God can do anything, with anything, he can heal any hurt, any suffering. Every burden he'll bear for anyone, anywhere. Oh, God can do anything.
He's the fairest of 10,000, my soon coming King, Jehovah Messiah, the reason why I sing. And he's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, my Savior, my Redeemer, he's my closest friend.
God can do anything with anything. He can heal any hurt, any suffering. Oh, every cross, every care, every burden he'll bear for anyone, anywhere. Oh, God can do anything. Oh, God can do anything. He can heal any hurt, any suffering. Oh, every cross, every care, every burden he'll bear for anyone, anywhere. Oh, God can do anything. Oh, God can do suffering. Oh, every cross, every care, every burden he'll bear for anyone, anywhere. Oh, God can do anything. Oh, God can do anything with anything. Suffering. Oh, every cross, every care, every burden he'll bear for anyone, anywhere. Oh, God can do anything. Well, God can do anything. Any suffering. Oh, every cross, every care, every burden he'll bear for anyone, anywhere. God can do
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, Brother Coles has just been waiting for the time he could come over here and not have to preach. Y'all think preachers have got the itch all the time, but we do like to go places and not have to work and enjoy and just receive something instead of having to always give it out. We always like to hear him, though, don't we? Praise God. We love the brother and sister Coles and sister Christy. Appreciate their labor and ministry. We know God has a special call on their lives. And it's a blessing to have brother and sister Martin and my little cousin. Zach. He's standing up. Are you standing up? There you go. All right. See there? He's a lot bigger than you think he is. Anyway, appreciate him and his talent. It's just good to have him. We're enjoying Sister Brittany, aren't we? She had something to Andrew. Of course, he had something to her, too. And